In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, as our Lord wept over the doom of Israel's ancient sanctuary, he thought also of the myriads of sinners everywhere for whom his coming and his sacrifice would be, instead of a source of blessing, an occasion of even greater condemnation. He thought, as he looked down through his tears, on the pride and beauty of that shrine that was soon to collapse in ruin, and how many other centers of God's dwelling, how many souls that God's grace would build up into living temples of the Holy Ghost, were to be overthrown and made desolate. As he thought of the Roman armies encircling Jerusalem and building up the stifling barricades round about her walls, he could see also the cohorts of Satan's army, the forces of pride, sensuality, and unbelief, beleaguering the shrines of God and the souls of men and threatening them with ruin. This fall of Jerusalem is the symbol of the lot of every soul that misses its hour and that knows not the time of God's visitation. The miracles, the teaching, the gracious words, the never-ceasing goodness of Christ were all forgotten or disregarded by a city and a people which worldliness had stricken blind and made foolish. The brief outburst of acclamation round the Messianic King on Palm Sunday was quite forgotten amid the sneering at the unmasking of this alleged, as they believed, charlatan on Good Friday. And as Jesus wept over Jerusalem's blindness, so he also wept over the instability of so many Christians whose loyalty to him would be as brief and whose hostility to him would be as bitter as that of the children of Jerusalem. The Roman army, however, had first of all to furnish the disciples of our Lord with a sign, for he had promised them that this sign should consist in her compassing of Jerusalem, then withdrawing for a time, and this would give the Christians an opportunity of quitting the accursed city. The Roman proconsul had his troops stationed so near to Jerusalem that it seemed as though he had only to give the word of command and the war would be over. But instead of that, he gave the strange order to retreat and throw away the victory which he could have had there and then. He seemed to his soldiers to have lost his senses, but no, he was following, without being aware of it, the commands of heaven. For Jesus had promised an escape to his loved ones, and he fulfilled his promise by this unwitting instrument. Jerusalem would be destroyed because she had not known the hour of God's visitation, the decisive hour of God's grace. And to every soul is given such a time as the grace that was given, for example, to the Apostle St. Matthew, or to the tax collector, Zacchaeus, or the sinful but converted woman of Samaria, or the good thief. And on the use of the season of grace may depend the soul's entire eternity. This is a terrible lesson that the church has learned, and she has never forgotten it. No blessing, no past holiness, no past good works. None of this is itself a guarantee that the place thus favored will not afterwards draw down upon itself desecration and destruction. She saw and trembled as she saw these events of the first age of her history. She beheld violence and every sort of crime profaning the paths that had been trodden by the feet of her adorable master, and the hills where he had passed whole nights in prayer and praise to his eternal Father. Now, we cannot tell which of the many graces we receive is the most decisive. It may be a sermon, it may be a confession, or a mission, or a retreat, or it may be some misfortune, some family grief, or some problem of business. Let us pray that we may never be blind to the mercies of God and always be ready to cooperate loyally with his grace. Think about it. If you are now at the point of death, given over to the physicians, the doctors, and if you are now in your last agony, How ardently would you desire another month, or even only another week, or another day, another hour, to settle the accounts which you must render to God. But God does give you this time. Right now, he calls you and warns you of the danger of damnation to which you are exposed. So give yourself then instantly to God. What are you waiting for? For falling into hell remains ever a real possibility for us. Our Lord exhorts us, walk whilst you have the light. John chapter 12, verse 35. Avail yourselves of this time and this light which God gives you at this moment. And now, while it is in your power, repent of all your past sins. For a time shall come when you will no longer be able to avert the punishment which they deserve. We who have received the Catholic faith, this one true faith, must know that we have been substituted for those broken branches of the old covenant that are grafted onto the stem of the new. Learn a lesson from their fall. God, who has shown you so much mercy, and that at that very time he has inflicted upon others the chastisements which they so richly merited. Know this good God will not allow his loving designs upon you to be frustrated against your own will. If you are faithful to the call of his grace, he will be faithful to you and preserve you from the temptations which you could not resist, or he will watch the combat that his divine help will make your soul rise superior to the trial. And thus in every temptation, you will not find defeat, but the merit of a victory, all the more glorious, as it seemed so much above the power of human strength to bear. And yet never forget that the same causes which brought about the destruction of the Jews can also lead us to ruin. They fell because of their unbelief. We have sinned repeatedly, and yet God has shown us mercy. It is by faith that we now are what we are, according to St. Paul. Be not therefore high-minded and self-complacent, but remember how God, who broke off the natural branches from the glorious tree, will not spare us if we cease to be faithful. And while we do well to admire his mercy, we do not act wisely if we forget his inexorable justice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.